And, you know, look, my remarks here today happen to fall a little less than 2 weeks before the close of Steve Peekins and my first full fiscal year as co-directors of the SEC's Division of Enforcement. And in many respects, a year really is an arbitrary time period to measure the division's effectiveness and impact. But as our first full fiscal year as co-directors draws to a close, it is a natural time to look back and assess how successful we've been in accomplishing our mission of protecting investors. But what does it mean for a civil law enforcement program like ours to be successful? Is it simply a numbers exercise, or is it something more? We spent a lot of time thinking about this, particularly at a time when resources are limited and we face many challenges. And this exercise takes on even more meaning at this time of year. In the coming weeks, as has happened in past years, I expect to see many commentators analyze the SEC's enforcement performance over the past fiscal year. We saw it already this morning. There was a pretty thoughtful article on it, and we draw conclusions about the effectiveness of SEC enforcement based on various, you know, ways to slice and dice the numbers. But let me be emphatic about this. Steve and I fundamentally reject the premise that these analyses embrace, that is, that numbers standing alone can adequately measure the success or the impact of an enforcement program. Statistics such as the number of actions the SEC brought in a fiscal year and the dollar amount of judgments and orders obtained in that year are interesting as far as they go, but they only tell us so much. And put simply, statistics do not provide a full and meaningful picture of the quality, the nature, and the effectiveness of the division's efforts. So if numbers don't tell the story, what does? Asked another way, how should one measure the SEC's success as the primary civil enforcer of the federal securities laws?